This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call a timeout. Halliburton has it with three, driving with two, pulling up, and hitting with 0.3 seconds to go. How many more times can this team do that?
Thursday night thrillers everywhere to start off the Friday edition of Sean and RJ here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Metroplex. Let's get you to your weekend with some crazy-ass sports to talk about, beginning with Game 1, and the announcer said it on Pacers Radio, Tyrese does it again. Teams were 0-182 in the NBA Finals, entering the scenario of trailing by 9 or more in the final 3 minutes. It's now 1-182.
I was just hoping to get a cover.
You did.
I did. At the end, it was like there was a handful of minutes left. I'm like, all right, you know what? They're teetering. It's like it's 12, it's 9, it's 8, it's 10. It keeps going. Every answer.
The whole game.
Every answer that Indiana had, every response Indiana had, Oklahoma City had an answer for it immediately. And I was like, just get me closer. And then it starts to get to 6. And I'm like, I feel a little bit better. Let's get this clock ticking down, though.
Bobby, what was the stat you had on it just remaining the same lead throughout the entire game, it felt like?
We couldn't shake it from being a 9-to-13 point lead. So from 4:14 left in the second quarter until 9 minutes left in the fourth. So 19 minutes of game time consecutively. It was between a 9 or 13 point game. Every single time they were just matching shots. And anytime somebody had a chance to either cut it closer or get it further apart, somebody would always brick a shot.
How many times now has this guy done this?
He is 13 for 15 this year on tie or go-ahead shots in the final 2 minutes of the game.
It's pretty good.
There's literally nobody like that we've ever seen. Nobody's done this before.
Ever.
Nothing close.
And everyone's going to launch into, is he now a superstar? He doesn't have superstar game, and he's not a superstar talent. His game is making other people better and kind of chiming in here and there when he wants to or can from a scoring standpoint. I bet his under last night because of the numbers we went over yesterday, mm-hmm. and that ended up hitting pretty easily. But in this moment, he channels the Reggie Miller.
Yeah, it's who you want. Because, like all the guys that made big shots for Indiana down the stretch, it wasn't him. I mean, he made a big one.
Yep.
But the amount of threes they were making, other guys, you know, and here comes Halliburton, though, with the game on the line. And, you know, you see Carl.
Go ahead.
You see Carl. He didn't call a timeout. He's like, hey, we're just going to go. We're going to go and put the ball in the hands of our guy.
These two no names they have in Nesmith and Nembhard. Is it Nembhard? These are championship role players. Mm-hmm. Aaron Nesmith at the end, he had like this and-one dribble showcase pulling up for three. He ain't scared. These guys defensively throughout the entire playoffs, they were talking about making life miserable on the Cleveland Cavaliers. We saw it last series against Jalen Brunson. These are championship type role player guys. You got your sneaky double-double from Pascal Siakam. Miles Turner drops in 15-9, and the Pacers make y'all look good in your prediction of it either going seven, of it being a lot closer than myself, Kevin Hagland, and basically the entire NBA world thinks. So does last night, Bobby, change your mind? I keep going back to Oilers Stars game one. Does last night make you feel even better? Or are you saying OKC was the better team throughout and this was a miracle finish?
No, I mean, the Indiana won the way they've continuously won throughout the play. Like, they did this to the Knicks. They've done this to other teams. Like, this is how they play. Like, they'll just kind of hang around, and then when crunch time comes around, they'll turn it on. It hasn't changed anything for me yet because I thought they were going to split, leaving OKC. If they win the next game, then, yeah, we're talking about, all right, this is Indiana series now. But, no, I think that this is kind of the MO for Indiana. So if they're going to win games, they're going to win them looking a lot like this, I think.
They did not play a great game. Like, be fair, but they did not play a great game. They had a great finish. They had a really good fourth quarter. But overall, it was just, you know.
They led for 0.3 seconds. Yeah. 0.3 on the other side, 46 minutes and 26 seconds.
Yeah, and this, you know, this kind of game throws off my pH balance of sports a little bit because it's like, I knew who the better team was last night. It wasn't Indiana. For you know, three quarters at least. And the reality is that this is, and Bobby's right, this had the patience of won all these games in the playoffs. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
I think generally if the stat is you led the game or you turned the ball over 66 times more than the seconds that you led the game, like, usually that's not going to add up to you winning a basketball game.
19 turnovers in the first half. 19 turnovers. They end up with 24 for the game. OKC turned it over six times. Six times for the entire game.
Can't lose that game. They can't lose that game.
How many times has a team lost that game, period? Like, you say you can't lose that game. I don't know if people have lost that game.
Yeah.
You turn the ball over that much. That's the reason why Indiana dominated New York, was Indiana forced turnovers and scored a ton off turnovers. The ESPN had the stat last week. I think it was during the Eastern Conference Finals. It's like Indiana outscored New York by like 100 on points off turnovers in that series.
They're never going to turn the ball over that much again. They're probably never going to force that few of turnovers, and they still want to win it.
In OKC.
Right.
Tyrese, how does this keep happening?
There was never a disbelief as a group, honestly. You know, we never think the game is over, ever. Honestly speaking, ever. Like, that never creeps in. I think we just keep talking as a group is how can we walk this team down. So it's at 12 going into halftime. We talk about if we can win one quarter by six, one quarter by seven, we'll be in a great spot. We got to a six-point game at the end of the third quarter, and Shea hit a three. But we liked where we were. And then they went on a big run to start the fourth. And we just say, okay, it's at 15. Let's get it to 10. Well, we got it to 8. They called timeout. So we just stay with it. So this group never gives up. We never believe that the game is over until it hits zero.
The last team to rally from down 15 in an NBA Finals, Game 1, 2011, Rick Carlisle.
He has the last four in conference final or NBA finals of those 15-point type comebacks.
The last four.
Yeah, he did one this year with the Knicks. And then he did one against OKC in 2011. At least the last four of those.
That's the big difference for me in this series. The X factor in the series that could potentially bail them out. Because talent-wise, Indiana's not on OKC's level. They're just not. Like, you watch that game early and you're like, The start of that game when it got 7-0, like a minute and a half in, it was like, this could get overwhelming really fast. But they chip away. He keeps them steady. He's always got a really strong game plan. Carlisle, to me, is going to be the factor of does Indiana win or not.
Oh, he's getting so praised on social media, rightfully so, that this is, he's the best coach in the last two decades. He's the, which has been out, or just the fact that he is such a stabilizing force, and then the fact that he kept them so poised and did not call the timeout, just a clinic.
Indiana TV, screw this up, Bobby. Local coverage.
Yeah, so Indiana TV, they're going down. They didn't miss the final shot, but they are down to the last minute, and they're bringing the ball up the court, and they just jump to a news tease of coming up on Fort Wayne's top news.
Well,
and it was not even one of these quick promos. It's not like one of these fast little, like, why a, you know, area teacher did blah, 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 news at 10. It wasn't even that. This was a 30-second promo to when they came back to the game. It was 110-109 with the Thunder bringing the ball up. And people in Fort Wayne were furious about this.
As they should be. Yeah. I'm going to honestly need your help. I was not drinking last night. I thought about it multiple times. If Corey Seager got a damn hit, I was going to celebrate with a little drink, with a little pre-made old fashioned. So I am going to need your help. I blacked out. I totally blacked out. I cannot tell you play to play, and I was watching all of it. What the hell happened?
The set by Garcia and the pitch. Bouncing ball right side. Semien far to his left has it. No one covering first. Coming in to score is Aranda. The throw home. Caminero is safe at home plate. And the Tampa Bay Rays come from behind, score three runs here in the bottom of the ninth, and walk off the Rangers by the final score of 4-3.
Help me. Help me. I totally blacked out.
God hates the Rangers.
Yeah, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with inability to throw strikes? Do you want to start with just a brain fart? I don't even say a brain fart. From Josh Young. I don't even want to call it that. He made a tremendous play at third. That ball took a hop on him.
Yeah.
And he had to backhand it.
The glove, yeah, it was like a behind-the-back pass.
It was behind-the-back backhand. You know how hard that is to do? Yeah. Your hand doesn't bend that way. Your elbow doesn't work like that.
Very hard in that moment. That split-second moment. I know Baskett was saying you have to go to first no matter what right there because you're not getting a play at second, but who knows what you're thinking right there in that millisecond.
So, obviously, we were not able to see.
I know what he was thinking. He was like, is there something at second?
Yeah, we were not able to see how... whether they were holding the runner on at first or not. So whether they got a big lead or not, right? And Bassick said he had a big lead.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they were holding him on.
And I wonder how often the other infielders, like the third baseman, is looking at the runner lead in that situation versus thinking the outs, the play to go to, the base, the score versus the lead. I wonder.
Obviously, you're thinking the outs, where you want to go with the ball. Hard hit ball going here, soft hit ball going there. So, like, a hard hit ball, theoretically, second base could be an easy play, right? It's a short throw. With the lead, I mean, how far, what are they looking at? And then he hesitated very slow, slightly. He looked at the second, realized the guy was already on the bag, threw to first. I mean, there's a chance he may not even have gotten him at first anyway because that guy was booking it down the line. He probably would have, but it would have been, about a step. So you get that play, and now all of a sudden it's 3-2, and then there's a ground ball to the right side, and this is where all hell breaks loose because you got Josh Smith playing first, and he's playing way off the line, and the ball's hit to his right, and there's a spot where you're like, okay, I'm playing first. Anything hit to my right here, I have to go get, or I'm so far away from the bag, I've got to get back to first. Because if he just got back to first, game's over. Game's over. But he didn't. And then, obviously, it takes the pitcher. Garcia, who's a lefty, falls off the mound the other way. So he falls off to third. So he's already, like, two steps the wrong way. Has to change direction. And where that ball's hit, he may have thought, oh, it's going right to second base. So Josh is going to go cover. And he didn't. And then Semien did the same thing Kumar Rocker did, which is basically not pay attention to a runner that never stopped at third base.
Yeah, this is about as bad of an ending to a game as you can have.
Crushing.
And as unlikely.
And you get swept.
Yeah, and it sucks that, it feels a lot like...
I'm starting to get mad at them for still being within striking distance at four and a half. I'm starting to get angry. Like, just put them out of the misery and let's not have a buy-sell debate anymore.
I was joking during crosstalk yesterday when I said the one thing I would like to see is I'd like to see somebody fail to cover first base again and score just to hear how Mike would react to it after Mike was upset. We got the scenario and it wasn't even... I felt bad. It's like once I got the scenario, I mean, obviously it sucked that they lost. But once we got the scenario, I was sitting there and I was going, I just feel bad for Mike. This is the way it sounded when Mike and Dave Raymond called it last night.
Here we go. Bouncer, right side. Semien is there. Garcia was late covering. And now the winning run to the plate. Oh, no.
Two infield ground balls win the game.
With two out. Rangers going to challenge.
He was safe.
That's so good. That's, Mike was just, that was devastated, Mike, because we're interpreting Mike. That was Mike just like, what are we going to, are just all hell going to break loose against us at every turn?
Well, he was dead silent the pitch before. Like, I don't know whether they were setting the scene or he didn't have anything to say or he just wanted Dave to go ahead and set it up, but he was dead quiet like the pitch before because I was waiting to hear a prediction or this is how you need to pitch to him. This is what you need to throw. But we heard it there at the end as the Rangers with absolute devastation, back-to-back games that have them get swept in Tampa Bay, and they are now 5.5 back in the American League West, basically tied with the Angels with the armpit, a game and a half up on Seattle. What a night. And Pepe, were you watching the softball again? Has this thing got tight and close?
Dude, the offense finally showed up late in the game. You know, it looked like another pitcher's duel back and forth through, you know, four or five innings, but Texas Tech came through with the bats. Texas made a couple mistakes in the infield, and they barely win. Tech won 4-3, and now we get a game three tonight, baby.
The bats finally came through for Peyton.
They did. The Tech pitcher's a fraud. The Tech pitcher's a fraud.
You don't like her?
Nope, she's a fraud.
Oh, fraud!
She was bailed out at the end of that game last night. She should have blown that one. She should have had the Rangers result. She just got wild in the crunch time. That's not a crunch time performer.
The Aaron Rodgers saga is finally over, or is it just beginning? The Pittsburgh Steelers have a new quarterback around the NFL and the home of the Cowboys next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, let's take you around the NFL with the breaking news. Yesterday, 80 days into the offseason, the drama queen, drama king, that's an insult to women, finally has made his decision. Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steeler. And RJ Choppy, you said we get to now monitor another coach and his power.
It's on comeback with a bowl.
So obviously Mike Tomlin is the GOAT of probably motivation in today's NFL. I don't think there's a better motivating coach in the National Football League today than Mike Tomlin. There's no other reason why his very mid Steeler teams are constantly 9-8 or better.
Because culture matters.
He's such a motivating force.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's going to be kind of tested because his authority is going to be tested. His coaching patience is going to be tested because Rodgers will say probably the right things at the start. And then he'll just eventually do his own thing because that's what Aaron Rodgers does. And this is without a doubt probably their best option at quarterback over Mason Rudolph, over anybody else they want to bring out there. So from an actual win,
would you rather have Rodgers or Cousins?
Rodgers.
Because of the injury?
Cousins didn't look like he could play college football after that. Remember after that Cowboys game, what was it? He went no touchdowns, 10 interceptions over his next three. He just looked broken.
But because of the injury?
No, because he had played even better earlier in the year. It just looked like by the end of the year, something had broken with him. I don't know.
Tom Pelissero reports that Rodgers will fly to Pittsburgh today and sign before next week's minicamp. So I don't know what the Pittsburgh airport looks like. Zach Wilchuk would know, but everyone will be on the ground, I'm sure, with all the video recorders waiting for Rodgers to walk into the facility just like he did last year or 2 years ago with the Jets. So he's 41. He's going to play his 21st NFL season, and Pelissero reports contract parameters had been in place. He told teams publicly he would play for $20 million, and they need to finalize the contract. So I'm assuming, although it's dangerous with him, Aaron Rodgers is going in there for $20 million.
Okay. I mean, that's a that's surprising that it's that low. You know, it's surprising that it's that low. He's got them by the you-know-what. And they have him, too, because if he wants to play, this is like the last option. But he really has them because their options are him or Mason Rudolph.
I don't think he's going to be a pain in the ass this time. Because yeah, I think when we read that article from The Athletic that detailed all the ways the Jets were just a mess and he was like, we can't even give a game ball away properly in the locker room without this kid coming in here snatching it and going, hey, yeah. And so like, I think Rodgers probably went out of there and it was a little bit sobering to just go, honestly, kind of the thing McCarthy dealt with, like, oh, it's different than Green Bay. It is not the same everywhere else. And Pittsburgh kind of is AFC Green Bay. And so I think he's probably longing for, let me get back to that kind of an environment.
Give us your homework. We're going to reverse bodies today in minds.
Yeah.
Give us your homework on why you think this could work.
I wanted to look. First off, I pulled up his numbers yesterday. His numbers were a lot better than I remembered that they were last year. So he was 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, 6.7 yards per attempt. I thought all those numbers were worse than that last year.
Same.
It's not top tier, but it's not the worst at all. Like, you can win with somebody playing like that. In fact, so I looked it up. The times that a Pittsburgh quarterback has gotten at least 28 touchdowns, 11 or fewer interceptions, and 6.7 yards per attempt, it's happened one time in their entire franchise history. It was Ben Roethlisberger in 2014. That's it. Wow. So, I mean, this is, if they get that level of play that he showed with the Jets last year, that's as good of quarterback play statistically as they've gotten in a while. So if you break it down to just the final 10 games and look at the last 10 games of the season, so give him 7 weeks to adjust coming off of the Achilles, everything else. Over that time, he threw 18 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. His passer rating was 97. All of those numbers were top 10 in the NFL during that time. In fact, over the last 10 games of the season, which is the majority of the schedule, that's, you know, first 7 versus 10, he had more touchdown passes, fewer interceptions, a higher completion percentage, and a higher passer rating than Josh Allen, who won the league MVP.
Wow.
And that was over the majority of the season. So the fact that he puts up all these numbers in an absolutely awful situation with the Jets, and
it wasn't an awful situation personnel-wise.
Oh, no, I don't mean personnel-wise. I mean just the everything that went with the Jets.
Well, how much
last year.
Do I blame him? You know, it's one man versus a short time period, 1 year while you're out. He was supposed to be a culture fixer. He was supposed to be someone to go in there and wipe out and clean out all that crap that they had. He couldn't even get along with Garrett Wilson.
Right. Yeah. No, this is it. There's no doubt about it.
But like weapon-wise, no excuse for them to be as bad as they were because they tried to load up for him.
They had weapons on offense, and they had a really good defense. Like, there was no reason. They had names. I mean, they had names on both sides of the ball. There was no reason for that.
It's a little, though, like what we're learning with the Jets. It's a little like in years past when it didn't matter if Cleveland had talent. It didn't matter if Washington had talent. Like, they were such a broken organization, it wasn't going to work. And the stuff that was written about Woody Johnson, and just how involved and insane he seems to be. Like, yeah, what we learned was Aaron Rodgers can't fix a culture. And so he needs to be in the right culture. He's definitely not the leader or the tone setter. But what I think we also learned was I don't know how much of a shot he had culture-wise for that to work with the way Woody Johnson is. I'm not a huge Aaron Rodgers fan at this stage. Like, I don't think he's great anymore, obviously, but
over under 9.5 wins.
Over.
Okay. Here's what Vegas thinks. Odds before Rodgers signing to win the Super Bowl, 45-1. Odds now, 40-1. Odds to win the conference before, 22-1. Now 20-1. To win the AFC North before, 5-1. It's still 5-1. And then to make the playoffs, yes, before the signing, yes, they'll make the playoffs, was +160. No, -200, RJ. Now it's yes, +145. No, -175. The win total remains at over under 8.5. But the juice for the under moved from -140 to -135. So some improvement, okay. People thinking they will be slightly better.
All right, so here's their schedule real quick. Jets, Seattle, Patriots.
Nice.
All right.
Nice to start.
Mini, Cleveland, Bengals, Packers, Colts, Chargers, Bengals, Bears, Bills, Ravens, Dolphins, Lions, Browns, Ravens.
Where is that Green Bay game?
Home. Okay. Night game. October 26th, night game. It's
that would have been fun. Mm-hmm. That's a chance for all the networks, and Stephen A. can't keep track of what fan he is of who.
Stephen A. is Pittsburgh.
Like Dallas, there's a chance there for a nice start at 3-1 or something like that, if I remember that correctly.
There is. Jets, Seahawks, Patriots, Vikings. Two at home, two on the road. They got the Browns, too. So, I mean, look, they theoretically could be 4-1 going into the game against Cincinnati on the road. And then you've got Green Bay right after that. I mean, so it could set up really like a nice start. I mean, they got a brutal end. They got Buffalo. They got Detroit. They got Baltimore twice in the last like 6 weeks.
So
that's tough end.
So Vegas has as the favorite under 8.5. That's -135, you said? Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. Again, when we talk about Tomlin and just following history, if that's the favorite, if that hits, that means Vegas is saying, we think something's going to happen with Pittsburgh that has not happened in 18 years. Which is Mike Tomlin finishing below 500. That has never happened in his career coaching for the Steelers. So, to me, it's Pittsburgh is automatic bare minimum 8-8, like, or 8-9-8 or whatever it is now. They're a minimum of that. So I think saying 9-10 wins, that's a pretty good bet for Pittsburgh.
All right, let's take you inside the NFC East. Again, the breaking news yesterday, Aaron Rodgers finally signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'll be interested to hear why it took so long and what he has to say about whatever country he visited. We got some drama, hopefully, with Dan Quinn and his wide receiver.
Yeah, so Terry McLaurin had showed up to OTAs in Washington, and then he bailed and he left. And he is apparently unhappy with his contract situation, which makes sense. So he is right now outside, I believe, the top 20 on highest paid wide receivers. He's in the final year of his deal. He's paid on average less than Michael Pittman and Calvin Ridley. They're both paid more than him. And this is while McLaurin has put up consistently some really strong numbers.
With bums.
Yeah, with complete bums back there. It's him and Davante Adams over the last 5 years. It's just Davante Adams and Terry McLaurin are the only receivers in football who have 75 catches and 1,000 yards each of the last 5 years.
Wow.
And that's done with a rotation at quarterback that's been a mess. Everything else that's there. So I don't understand why Washington would be difficult on this. This shouldn't have even got to the offseason program, I don't think. You should have gotten an extension done for McLaurin.
He's 30, or will be, in September.
Yeah, which receivers generally are not. 30 is not a breaking point a lot of times for receivers. It's usually about 33.
It may not be a breaking point, but you're in that kind of weird range where you're starting to lose a step. You know, you're starting to lose a little bit.
He doesn't have a game. He has a game that maybe could go
have a game,
better with. You know, he does have a game. He's one of these culture guys. I got to pay before it gets to this. He's a Bobby Wagner on offense. He's been a good soldier. Kind of reminded me when I was in D.C. covering Santana Moss. Like, All right, Santana Moss, like, wanted to be there. He was trying to be a Redskin. Terry McLaurin actually shows some pride in being a Washington Commander, which is insane. But he's got one of these games where he doesn't rely on crazy explosiveness, so maybe that goes a little bit better with 30. I understand your point with the age, but this is one of your, maybe your leader. Not one of, maybe your leader that you shouldn't disrespect too much.
The one other thing is, well, I guess two other things. One is, you know, you brought Debo in. Now you've got two old guys. I mean, he's almost 30.
Well, then that just makes me question if Washington's truly changed. If Washington's going to do things like bring in Debo and be like, all right, let's pay this guy who's got a much longer injury history. If we're not going to basically show respect or pay homage or whatever else to what McLaurin's done, sticking through a franchise through some of its darkest times.
Well, what is McLaurin asking for?
Yeah, we don't know.
I think McLaurin, yeah, and we don't know what it is. I would guess McLaurin probably wants to just be closer to 30. Like 5 to 10. Like he wants to be top 5 to 10 highest paid receivers, I would guess. Which,
but no one has ever confused him with the top 5, ever.
No, but I think that it's just the cycle of the way things get paid and how it would reset. And if you look at the margins, the margin for number 1 to the number 6 highest paid receiver is a big gap.
You have to, though, because you've got a cheat code at quarterback. And this is the formula. When you have a rookie deal quarterback, you can overspend to make the whole team better.
Forget about Pacers versus Thunder. Forget about Panthers versus Oilers. The battle everyone had anticipated finally broke out yesterday. Did you get involved with Elon versus Trump? My favorite topic of the day, next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The two thrillers that sent you to bed last night, or maybe it kept you up. We'll get back to them at 7 o'clock this morning here on Sean and RJ, along with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. A Rangers-Royals final ticket giveaway in the 720 Expressway. When we go commercial-free, thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. 2 days ago, my wife sent me an article saying that Elon Musk was criticizing the big beautiful bill.
It's a big, beautiful bill. A wonderful bill. Very big, very beautiful, very, very much a bill.
And she told me in her text commentary, I think these two are going at it. And I dismissed it. I was like, no. They're boys. Elon said this is as close as a heterosexual man can be in loving another man. I don't believe it. No. Then yesterday, Tolo D sends me a tweet from Elon Musk saying that Donald Trump is on the Epstein list. And I was like, this has to be a joke. Let me delve into this a little bit further. Then I turn Then I turn on the television. Breaking news. I was like, oh, they're going to talk about the travel ban right here. Let me get caught up in the world. No, they're covering Elon versus Trump on social media as the big breaking news story. And I could not get away from this until Rangers first pitch. This was incredible as it exploded out in public with Elon Musk. Just went nuclear, however you want to say it. He went nuclear. He said, let's come up with a third party. He started calling out all the policy that Donald Trump came up with in this bill. What ticked Elon off, my dad took advantage of this. And you know this, if you bought a Tesla, you got a big tax break. I think it was like $7,500. So you were incentivized to get a Tesla because you would save about $7,000 in money because you're helping the environment. Well, Donald Trump took that out, apparently, of this bill, and that set Elon off. This was crazy.
Now the part of the problem now is like this is actually going to help Elon because everybody, all the left that burned his Teslas are going to go buy them now.
Yeah.
You just
I see
for
some Teslas next to the T on the back, it would have an Elon crossed out.
Yeah.
So they'd be like, I'm not supporting him.
I didn't vote for this sticker on there or a rainbow sticker or something like that. Some sticker that shows that, you know, you don't like the administration and then they'll save your Tesla.
Well, it did not help his stock. I think he lost like $15 billion or something yesterday as the stock dropped 15% and it absolutely plummeted. Elon got a golden key to the White House last week, but then he started launching. I mean, his Twitter was a must follow. Without me, Trump would have lost. He's so ungrateful. Again, calling for the third party. And then he said, time to drop the really big bomb. Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT.
Suckers and losers.
Didn't this feel like this was eventually going to happen?
A lot of people call for it.
Like I just feel like you're talking about consistently, regardless of how you feel about Trump, consistently there is the track record of he has relationships that have, since he's been in office, they turn. Usually about after a year. Whether it's people like Sessions or Christie or other people that he's worked with, it usually turns. Elon is a very volatile personality. I'm buying Twitter. No, I'm not. Oh, I'm being forced to buy it. Fine. I'm buying it. And now I'm going to do this and that. And I'm changing his name. Those two, like, together, when they are aligned, it was going to go great. And they were going to probably just see things so similarly. But you knew as soon as there was any slight difference, like, well, neither one of them will give in on this. This will get bad quick. And that's what happened.
It did. It was like, I think it was supposed to end anyway after like 90 days because that's by the law because he wasn't an official like employee. So once that happened, and like Vivek got ran out of there real quick. Remember him? It was him and Elon were together with Doge, Vivek Ramaswamy, and he was gone like after like a week. I couldn't keep up with what, and this is the problem with today's internet. I don't know what's real and what's fake anymore because it's so easy to do fake tweets like these fake Trump Truth Social posts that he put out yesterday. That were everywhere.
Yeah,
I was dying laughing at these because I'm like, I can't say for certain that he wouldn't say those things.
right.
Like
I was trying to gauge Trump's return fire, and it did not feel as aggressive as he normally goes. And part of me was like, "Ooh, is he going to try to fix this? Is he looking at it as a spat? Does he have a little fear of Elon and everything that he can do?"
Of course you should, because that's Elon.
Bobby?
Yes. Bobby is... Elon is a computer whiz. He can find anything on the internet.
Yeah.
And he could...
And probably knows where some bodies are buried.
He could create AI things. He knows where bodies are buried. Like, he's scary. Like, even if... Because you could never know. Like, Bobby could make stuff up about you and make it real because of AI. And I bet you Elon would do the same. I would be more petrified of Elon than Putin.
No, this whole thing is there's allegedly a peace that's being brokered. There's reports out there today that they're supposed to meet and they're supposed to.
And who is initiating that?
It said Trump's aides have scheduled a meeting to broker a peace. And it's something that...
See, that's something he never does.
Well, because this is people on his side, like even the big-time supporters of Trump and Elon and everybody else, they're all on social media, or the feedback has basically been like, this is a bad look. Like, let's not sling mud with you two very public. Like, let's calm this down a little.
Read that fake.
There's a fake Donald. I assume this is Truth Social. Truth Social is the red check mark, I think. And it was Trump saying his post. That totally was a Nazi salute that Elon did, by the way. You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it. They all know it.
817, who gets choppy of the divorce, Trump or Elon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
And then someone did a fake Elon where he... I had to go look this up to see if it was real. Elon talking about what Trump and Vance actually do.
Oh God, where they're just locked themselves in the closet.
He's like, they don't really do any work. This is fake. They sit in a closet and what, he makes Vance say louder or something.
Make America great again.
And he goes louder.
They're
louder.
The dogs.
Great again. It's great again.
And Vance is supposed to do a podcast with Theo Vaughn yesterday. I think he tweeted like nothing to talk about, huh?
This here is they've got to do something today. If this would be the first time already that we're looking where Trump's base would have been shaken by an interaction he was having, it feels like, where they're like, no, this has got to get corrected. This isn't good.
Dude, he's retweeting everything, anything he can do, going at Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House.
Is Elon doing that?
Yeah, going at the numbers and how things are going to collapse.
He doesn't sleep. He's a machine. You have to be petrified of him.
Yes. So there it is. Elon versus Trump. What is going to happen today? All right, we go morbid here, really morbid with a bunch of things having to do with death. We got King of the Hill bail, your boy Luigi, the Cheers heart attack, Washington State dad. Take it away, Chappie.
Oh, man. All right, let's start with the King of the Hill, the murder suspect.
Both you guys are very interested in this story.
So, yeah, this is Jonathan Jost, and he's the King of the Hill actor. He was the voice actor. Was it Johnny Redcorn?
John Redcorn. Mm-hmm.
So he was the voice actor for him. And so he was shot dead in his neighborhood by his neighbor. And they have released the neighbor on bail. I was like, okay, all right. I don't know. Is that common?
You don't typically get a lot of bail for murder.
$200,000 bond. And released on house arrest the next night. That kind of surprised me a little bit.
I think there's probably enough information about the spats that he had with them and other things that made them go, all right, there's a reasonable enough potential here for this that all right, we'll let bond be posted.
So that's that. And that's, you know, scary enough on its own, just thinking that there's a killer out there, even though, like Bobby said, there's probably enough information out there, but he got a $200,000 bond. George Wendt, who was on Cheers, he died about a week ago. They said it was a heart attack. They said it was a heart attack was the cause of death for him. Do you want Luigi or the Washington State dad?
Washington State.
All right, Travis.
No offense to your people.
I get you. No. Travis Decker. He is the Washington dad wanted for murder of his three daughters. Jeez. This is a disgusting story. He was found...
Maybe go back to Luigi.
on doorbell footage, walking up to an unidentified home, knocking on it before sliding his hand up and down the surface. Very strange. And the video was from before the killings, but released the footage as they are more recent images of him. So they're trying to find this Decker. So he has a military background. He is a military-trained suspect. And he kidnapped... and allegedly killed his three daughters, 9, 8, and 5. They were discovered on a remote campground near his abandoned truck. So they don't know if he had another vehicle waiting there and he fled. But here's the kicker. They think he can survive for more than a month on his own. It's the summer. You have to worry about the snow and the cold. He can eat off the land. Like, he is trained to survive out there. And this sicko, like, took his kids for, you know, his custody. His time with him, took him to camp, and
is this a national story?
Yeah.
Starting to get that, yeah.
This is like the Chris Watts story from a few years ago. And the Chris Watts story is one that's, I can't read it. I can't read details about it. There's a detail in the Chris Watts story that I heard years ago that it's still, like, I can't get it out of my brain, and it, like, makes me shudder every time. This is the same sort of thing. I don't want to see any information about the story. I don't want to know about it. It just makes me feel sick.
They're saying he's 5'8", 190, black hair, brown eyes. He's homeless, living out of his truck, multiple arm tattoos, and a ponytail. So
Luigi.
All right, Luigi. Luigi's manifesto.
We need Luigi for this guy.
His manifesto, December 4th, 2024, is when he killed Brian Thompson, the CEO of United Healthcare. And in his manifesto, he writes, you know, he wants to extract human life force for money. Say what you want to rebel against the deadly greed-fueled health insurance cartel. Do you bomb the headquarters? No. Bombs are terrorism. And then he goes on and he's like, you know, this is targeted, precise, doesn't risk innocence. That's all what he was trying to do here. But he's like, I'm glad that I procrastinated because it allows me to learn more about United Healthcare. And then that's why he took so long to do this. They are releasing this thing. I mean, he's going to have.
What's your defense for that there, Luigi?
for
the once the manifesto comes out.
There's none.
Yeah.
Right. You know, there's none. There's no defense for this at this
Mario
point.
Mario did it.
There you go. He's like, this is a real blow to the company's financials. He wants to, you know, really hurt all these companies. And it was like, this was supposed to be just the beginning.
Another Texas Rangers meltdown. Are we not criticizing Bruce Bochy enough? And how have you changed your mind about Tyrese Haliburton, if you have at all, after he did it again last night? A couple of thrillers on a Thursday. We talk about it along with our final Rangers ticket giveaway of the week next on Sean and RJ.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.